In this final installment of our podcast miniseries in partnership with Fluency, I speak with Andy McLay, Vice President of Engagement and Channels at Fluency, and Rachel Bula, Associate Vice President of Growth, also at Fluency. Live from the AW 360 podcast studio at Advertising Week New York 2024. We hope you enjoy this episode. We're hearing a lot already at Advertising Week New York about new opportunities to leverage data, new channels, and new creative strategies. But operations remain at the core of advertising execution. Operations actually connect the systems and assets that will allow advertisers to take advantage of these new advancements. So I'm excited to be with two leaders in advertising operations today here at Advertising Week New York, where we're recording this live. They'll talk about how to align operations into a system of record that helps advertisers transform today's operational challenges into a competitive advantage. Today, I've got Rachel and Andy back returning for another episode of AW 360 with Fluency. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.
It's amazing to find out that you're both actually three-dimensional.
I know.
It's true. We have a silhouette.
I'd say better in person.
Yes, maybe. Possibly.
I prefer in person.
Yeah.
I really do. But welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How are you finding Advertising Week so far? Let's start there.
Well, I mean, it's New York City, and this is,
That's not an answer, Andy.
The birthplace
of advertising.
Advertising, it feels like, or so some television shows have told me that. But I think the excitement here is, you could feel it, mm-hmm. for sure. I think there's a lot of new opportunities that are out there for agencies and brands to leverage some pretty exciting technology. You'll see a lot of those people, at Advertising Week here, Fluency included, including a lot of new stuff that is available to help streamline the advertising operations process. But all in all, awesome to be here in New York.
It's so nice to meet people in person that we've been emailing with,
that
we've met on Google Meet or Zoom, and seeing them in real life is awesome.
Well, let's jump into some of the things that, are trends and topics and, points of concern or, celebration or all of the above. What are some of the biggest challenges facing agencies today? Rachel, you want to start with this one?
Yeah, I mean, I think that so many people don't talk about ad operations and how much work actually goes into executing advertising. There's a lot of salespeople out there that are selling big ideas and selling strategy, but then when it gets down to the people that are actually executing, they have such a difficult job, whether it's setting up the campaigns or editing them or making changes or even reporting on them. It's just so much work. And so shout out to the ad ops people of the world who are the unsung heroes of advertising behind the scenes, just digging the trenches.
And what would you say is the key to all of that and their work?
Coffee?
Yeah, time.
Time.
Coffee. That is a really good answer. But I think that it's time. That is the currency that is most important for agencies. It affects profitability. It affects people's happiness at their job. It affects how effective they can be managing campaigns. So when people have more time, all of those problems become less.
We've talked a lot in the podcast series over the past four episodes about what Fluency offers. We've talked to Fluency partners. We've heard from them. But now that I have you both in the same room and not, half a country away on a two-dimensional screen and a little window on my computer,
that's true.
I'd love to hear firsthand. Tell me what Fluency offers and how does it help?
So Fluency is really the first digital advertising operating system. We help agencies solve some very critical workflow problems that exist across vertical types. Things like budgeting, launching campaigns, optimizing campaigns based on a specific strategy and then analyzing the data and making choices on where you will place your next sort of effort around advertising. And all of those workflows are common pinch points for nearly every agency. So everybody at Fluency has kind of sat in the seat of the agency people that Rachel was just talking about. So we've got a lot of empathy and a lot of knowledge as to where those operational choke points are. And that is exactly what we have built the platform to alleviate.
And I would just add that there's so much copying and pasting that happens across multiple channels. If you have an operating system like Fluency, and I agree that we're one of a kind, there aren't many competitors or any competitors that I know of that do exactly what we do in terms of automating a lot of the ad ops activities that would typically be an effort to copy and paste just hundreds or thousands of rows into these different channels. If we can connect directly into data sources that the the agencies have that they've been given from their advertising clients, then we can build campaigns directly in the channels. We can update campaigns directly in the channels. The idea of not only the labor that's involved with just sheer copy and paste, but also the unfortunately, there's a lot of human error that comes into play when you're copying and pasting from one source, one data source into these channels. So we connect directly into those sources and eliminate a lot of the time, eliminate a lot of the headaches, hopefully have people working fewer nights and weekends. That's always something that was my goal at my agency.
Yeah.
and then also just eliminating human error and catching proactively some of the issues that might come up.
Yeah. And if we want to like dig in and get like a little bit nerdy about how we skin that cat, so our digital advertising operating system leverages robotic process automation to help basically do all of those tasks that Rachel was just talking about. So if there's a lot of repetitive tasks, which there is inside of advertising operations, the budgeting, launching of campaigns, all of those things, there's typically like a playbook involved. Mm-hmm. If you can tell, if you can articulate what that playbook is, if you have it and you give it to your teams, you can tell technology the same thing. And then all of a sudden, you have a digital assistant sitting next to you that's doing, honestly, kind of the crappy work that takes a ton of time to do. And then what that frees up is it gives these really talented marketers an opportunity to find the edges, to find the places that they can take their brand account and kick it up to the next level. Because the dirty sort of truth here in advertising is, for performance marketing and digital advertising, a lot of it is just keeping the wheels on the bus.
Yeah.
24 hours a day. And again, I'll come back to this, and we laugh about this, Richard, but when you give people more time, the performance will increase. And that's not something that we advertise as like a KPI that you get at Fluency. We're not like, oh my God, you're going to get like a lower CPM. But turns out you will, because the people who do this job are really good at it. They just need some help.
And they have more time to think about what is the strategy to optimize.
Totally.
If you're just keeping the wheels on the bus, it's impossible most days to think, okay, what's the next thing we can do to optimize? What are we going to do to improve our CPM, our CPC, our ROAS, whatever it is? But if you have that extra time, you can focus on the strategy.
Right, and everyone wants to be like, oh, we're like a white glove agency. You know what I mean? Like, that we're a white glove agency. But it turns out,
said just like that.
I know. There is a little dirty secret. A lot of the work that gets done is work glove.
Yeah.
Not white glove. And if you actually give them the opportunity to do white glove work, well, hey, that's perfect for the end advertisers.
Yeah, Rachel, you had brought up what I call the D word, you know, data. And it was inevitable because it is advertising week. And when there's advertising week, there's discussion of data. Data is going to come up. We hear a lot about data at this event, obviously. How can a digital advertising operating system streamline and leverage data? And Andy, I'd like you to try and get through this one without any sort of disparaging comments about my cat.
I'm so sorry. I have a cat also. I love Tofu, our cat. But I'm sorry. Maybe that is like an old term, skinning the cat. Apologies, Richard.
I've already forgotten the question, but I know it has to do with data. Maybe that's your next cat's name.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
The question was, how can a digital advertising operating system streamline and leverage data?
I mean, let's just tap into exactly where that data lives. Is it in your CRM? Is it in a bunch of Excel spreadsheets? Is it in Google Sheets? Is it in Asana, Monday? I mean, any of these project management softwares? Where is that data? Let us connect directly to that, or you know, a platform like Fluency can connect directly into that data and just create campaigns, update campaigns directly from the source, so that you don't have to copy and paste over and over again. The data's there. Someone's approving that data. Someone's creating that data. It's being saved somewhere. We really pride ourselves on being able to utilize that data in an automated way so that that copy and paste goes away. And also you have one source of truth and not, you know, hundreds of agency ad ops people that are copying and pasting and maybe having that human error that they would have if they have to put it in to the channels directly.
Yeah. And were you, all of us here at Adweek, you're going to hear the words automation, AI.
Yeah.
You're going to hear all of those terms from a ton of different companies. My advice would be, understand what these technology companies are talking about when they say automation. Outsourcing the problem is not automation. You need to be integrated to these systems that Rachel was just talking about. That data that you asked about needs to be real time. It needs to be making and helping to inform decisions for the campaigns in real time. It can't be, hey, I've just shipped this off to a team that now takes this and does this work manually, because all of a sudden, the risks all remain the same. You've just taken an agency and passed it off to another agency. If you want to truly leverage automation, you need to be able to like hook up all of those work streams and use that to inform the decision-making processes.
I think I want to reframe my answer a little bit, because what we haven't talked about on the series yet is the idea that there is so much data out there that can inform strategy around what you do with your advertising, whether that's turning campaigns on or off or changing creative or changing budgets. If you have dynamic data that can drive a strategy and push it through Fluency, your ads can be updated based on whatever your strategy is. And every agency has a unique strategy, and maybe they have different strategies for different clients. They haven't been able to tap into dynamic data that changes regularly. So think inventory. If you sell tickets and you want to spend more money or change your creative because your inventory in this city for this concert is higher and you've got more availability than this tour stop over here in this city, let's spend a little bit more money or have some sort of offer over here in this city where we have more inventory. Same for housing or multifamily. We've got more inventory of the apartments in this Chicago, but less over here in New York City. That kind of dynamic inventory data can inform decisions and campaign strategy. Their weather data, there's so many, you could change your creative based on the weather. So we're not only tapping into the data that could drive and power the campaigns, but also the data that powers the strategy behind those dynamic decisions that humans just can't keep up with.
Right, and it needs to be, the system needs to be agnostic.
Yeah.
In the way that, you know, these are my strategic data feeds that I want to pump in here. The platform, whatever platform it is that you use, needs to be able to accept that in a lot of different forms.
Moving over to, let's discuss agencies really quick. How would you advise agency leaders today? And how can they be preparing their team for not only what they need to know today, but what they might need to know tomorrow? Rachel, you want to take this one to start?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the challenges that I always talk about is you have people with experience that over time become more strategic in their thinking because they've been in the weeds, they've been in the trenches with ad ops. And so you start to have people newer in their career lean on people who've been in their career for a very long time and have that strategic mindset. And so I think if you can figure out a way as an agency executive to have your newer people, maybe people right out of college or even interns, be able to think strategically because they have a system that their most senior strategists are able to set ideas in and set the tone of campaigns, the strategy of campaigns, you can have less seasoned team follow that same strategy without having to have someone sitting next to them and really explain everything on a day-to-day basis. And that is very difficult to pull off without automation tools and a larger sort of umbrella strategy that someone more senior can think through and create.
Yeah, my simple answer here for this is things are not getting less complex.
Exactly.
They're not. And there is a current crisis of capacity inside of agency and brand marketing teams. And we have new emerging channels all the time that offer really good value for these end brands. But every time you stack on a new thing for the team, Where is that additional time coming from if you are not leveraging technology to be that digital assistant for your team? So that will continue to happen. And the way that, you know, you solve that traditionally is you're like, well, I'll hire my way out of this problem or I'll outsource my way out of this problem. But all of those things have risk and a lot of cost where in our opinion, if you are leveraging solid technology to help your team members execute, you can overcome that crisis of capacity and be profitable and happy and all of the things that we kind of want to happen without a lot of that complicated risk that comes with either outsourcing or hiring.
Last question, and this is a little bit to do with the event and a little bit to do with the industry overall. I ask for predictions on the show fairly often just because I'm always curious to see, well, you know, how people feel about, you know, where we're at and where we're going. Rachel, we'll start with you. Where do you feel things like AI, automation, and our place within all of this, you know, big wild world? You know, you have Andy, you know, saying that, you know, things are getting more complicated. I'm always fascinated by the fact that, you know, we're trying to streamline things as we're making them more complicated.
Totally.
And it's funny how we're kind of chasing our own tail in regard to that. But, you know, he's absolutely right. You know, nothing's as easy as it once was, and it's going to be doubly hard tomorrow. And so creating these optimizations for our ever, you know, more complex, you know, job is going to be, you know, essential. Where do you think we'll be in 5 years? Do you think it's just prediction time? We can be, you know, there's no points. You don't get a prize.
Of stuff. This is good.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see the industry really focus on budget management so that there is less waste on behalf of their clients. There's a lot of money that's being spent out there that you know, is for is spent on customers who've already converted. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, that's a very low-hanging fruit, but there's just so much out there that isn't really contributing to any part of the funnel. And so as simple as it sounds, I think that agencies are finally utilizing technology to make them smarter, to help with their overall understanding of all these disparate teams that are spending on different channels and different tests and all these new ad formats. And, you know, the more complex the industry becomes, the more channels you want to test, you have to wrap your head and your team around all of that. And I think the industry is moving in a direction where you'll have really powerful tools like Fluency, where you can see everything that's happening in one place, but also manage it all in one place. And so I think the next 5 years is just a lot less waste on budgets and a lot more understanding exactly where money is being spent and what's working and testing. We always talk about testing, but it's very difficult to test when you can't even cover your bases. So I think we're going to be able to test more channels and get better results out of smaller budgets, maybe.
Andy, same question.
Yeah, I think that, you know, in the next 5 years, we're going to kind of shake out what is real AI and what is real automation when it comes to tools that are helping agencies execute on these operational problems. I don't think that it's scalable for teams to like continue to like outsource and hire their way out of this capacity problem. So I think very quickly we're going to find out that you know, teams in agencies that are already leaning into automation and AI are going to be really well positioned to kind of take that ball and carry it forward in the next 5 years, because we're all learning a lot about this right now, specifically around AI. But there are already super progressive agency teams that are out there leveraging automation in a really effective way. So I think that you're going to see a lot of people running to play kind of catch up there, mm-hmm. because all of a sudden they're going to be like, I just can't do this job anymore because that complexity that we were talking about continues to increase. And we're just going to have to shake out what is real and what is like marketing when we talk about AI and automation.
The idea of real AI versus artificial intelligence.
I know, it's the funniest
pretty,
thing.
Pretty fantastic. Oh, yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right.
Hey, man,
though.
Ad week. Yeah, this
yeah,
is
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, I love your answer, though, about automation. That's so true, is that a lot of software companies are out there talking about being automated and having automation tools, and you find out, I mean, there's some big news out there. I won't even name any names, but there's some big SaaS companies out there that it's not really automation behind the scenes. So getting smarter, I think, as the industry gets smarter, asks the right questions, finds out what's actual technology and what's human powered. It'll be interesting.
Well, Andy, Rachel, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure doing this short series with you, and even more so finally getting to meet you
in
person.
Oh, it's great. Richard, we're here in New York City. Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you, Richard.